Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 129. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Oh yeah?
Yep. 129.
Yeah. Welcome to the week before Thanksgiving, 2013. Less than a month and a half left of the year. And then we'll be in 2014.
Does that seem crazy?
A little bit. When I just started going with that, I was like, wow, that's a little silly. But yeah, welcome to Bleed Geek. We're going to talk about whatever we feel is necessary, whether it be Jimmy Graham or Matt Ryan or Steve Jobs or Al Gore. Could be anything. Those are a bunch of people, I understand, but...
The fiscal cliffhanger?
The cliffhanger thing? We should probably get someone on here to talk about that.
It's true.
Anyways... we will just kick into our...
Kick it!
Whatever. We talked about Nokia being purchased by one Mr. Microsoft. And the sale was finally approved by all shareholders, so it is officially going through. Yada, yada, yada. Hooray, hooray.
And the world rejoices.
Stephen Elop is now free to become the CEO of Microsoft. What do you think? You think he's going to be the CEO? Or do you think it'll be the guy from Ford? It seems crazy that they want a guy from Ford running it, but I guess it kind of makes sense. There's a few other contenders. I don't remember who they are. Apparently Bill Gates got all like teary-eyed about it. Maybe he wants to do it. That was a good teary-eyed, huh? It's an audio thing. Got to go with it.
Oh, that's solid.
So anyways, yeah, so that's that. Speaking of things going through, the Apple campus also got final approval from the city, whatever, whatever. And the world rejoiced. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah. And all the world rejoiced.
All was well.
It looks cool.
It does.
They're going green.
How long do you think it'll take to build? Five years?
Yeah, I was going to say four.
All that curved glass.
It's true.
Ah. That's what people are crazy about, I guess. Last Friday, one Mr. Friday, PlayStation Friday. 4 went on sale. Apparently, they sold a couple of those in the first 24 hours. And by a couple, I mean a million.
That doesn't seem like very many.
It doesn't, really. I mean, when you think about, like, what did Grand Theft Auto sell, like, a billion games in the first 3 days?
$1 billion. Not a billion.
$1 billion, that makes more sense. But still.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
They're making, like, I think, and it also came out that they figured out how much it costs to make the PS4s. It's like, they're selling for $399. I think they said it costs like $383 or $384 or $382, somewhere in the $380 range to build. So they're making like $14 a pop or something, $18. Does that seem about right?
Seems
is that crazy that they're not making that much? Turns out it cost them like $200 more than they were selling the PS3s for, so at least they've got that the line narrowed down, huh?
It's true.
Now they're making monies. Lots of monies. Supposedly some of them have had some malfunctions. A blue light of death, they're calling it. Less than 1%, though. I'm sure you get your money back or whatever you got. Your rupees back. Wrong system, huh?
True story.
Unless you're in India. Yahoo and PBS came to the Apple TV. So that's two more channels. I haven't played around with either of them. Yahoo's just some sort of screen, I guess. There's an app on the iPad called Paper. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's made by a company called 53, who are a bunch of the people that worked on the Courier. What was it called? It was the Microsoft tablet that never happened was a big hurrah. Where's Todd Cougar Mellencamp when you needed him? Was it called the Courier? It started with the C, I feel like. Contagion? Credenza?
Credenza.
I'm going to go with Courier.
Do you think it was Credenza?
Microsoft tablet. Credenza. Commercial com career. Microsoft. I don't know what it
was. The Dalek got me.
Better not. But anyway, the company that makes paper made a new stylus for the iPad called Pencil. They have paper and pencil now. Clever. But it actually looks really sweet. It's like $60, I think, but it's got Bluetooth. So, like, when you turn it around and erase, it has, like, it doesn't have an eraser, obviously, but it knows you turned it around through the motion sensor in it and the Bluetooth. And so it knows you're erasing then. So that's kind of neat. Stop. You erase.
Oh, I get it.
The commercial was super. It was cool, but it was very, like, if anyone's even remotely motion sick, they probably shouldn't watch it. Because all the movements went with the pencil, so anytime it was going back and forth, the commercial was going back and forth. It's an interesting way to do things, I guess. Not necessarily the way I would go about it, but it still was neat. It's very cool. The reviews have said it's the best stylus out there already. So that's cool. Pencil and paper. By 53. Supposedly over the weekend, Apple is rumored to be purchasing the Israeli-based 3D sensor manufacturer PrimeSense. You may or may not know them by the fact that they made the technology that Microsoft uses in the Kinect. So supposedly they have bought them. That's an interesting move.
Is that a good thing, you think?
I don't know. It's interesting. Do you think they're trying to build some sort of sensors into their upcoming TV that they're making, or perhaps even into their iWatch?
I think all of the above.
Or maybe they just like what they're doing, and so they want the people. Who knows? It's not been confirmed. Neither company has commented, though, but neither of them have denied it, so makes me think it's probably happening.
I can't deny it. I'm a straight rider.
You're a riot?
I can't deny it.
Did you know the Falcons and the Saints are playing right now?
I did. What's the score?
13-14 still. They just punted it back to Drew Brees.
Nice.
Underwater World. So, the NFL, they have a little bit of pull with the broadcasters, right?
Everything.
You think? They got some pull wherever they want it?
I think everywhere they want.
So, supposedly, the NFL and Major League Baseball told the Supreme Court that if Aereo wins all their battles, they're going to pull from broadcast. They're going to go only cable. Is that crazy? They're getting a little bit...
I'm trying to think of a downside to this.
To Aereo winning?
To them pulling from basic networks.
Well, then I wouldn't be able to watch football because I don't have cable.
I understand that portion. But they're basically using blackmail.
Right.
That's not
It's called
cool.
lobbying? They call it lobbying.
That's not lobbying. That's blackmail.
It's called lobbying? That's what they call it on Capitol Hill. Is the Supreme Court on Capitol Hill? They're like off to the side.
I think they're in the Capitol Valley.
Oh, okay.
Because all the shit runs downhill. From Capitol Hill rolls down.
It rolls onto the Supreme Court. You think they get it? I think they do what they want.
Because they have to deal with all the crap.
Like stupid people.
Yeah.
Which is Capitol Hill.
Right.
we're going to talk about the cliffhanger now. So anyway, I don't know. It's kind of, it's extortion, right? Like blackmail, call it what you will. But it's a pretty big move by them. Although,
it's ballsy.
Although it's funny. It's like, hey, Supreme Court. You better decide that the law is based on what you want it to be and not on the facts, or else.
I don't. You know what? I say let them go to cable.
I think it would take a while because I'm pretty sure they have contracts in place for quite a few years. I feel like through at least 2017 with like Fox and CBS and stuff. I mean, they alter it slowly every year, but. And the NFL couldn't just do it on their own. It would actually need to. Because all the owners would have to get together and vote on it.
You know what? No, it's crazy anyways. The NFL has just been getting into sort of a barrage of battles dealing with money anyways.
I'm surprised they're not all just on the NFL Network.
Right.
Think all the money they'd make. But I bet CBS and Fox pay pretty well.
Totally.
Yeah, the NFL just thinks they can do what they want, but, I mean, they kind of own American culture, so.
But it's great. They're still non-profit.
But the people that work there? Well, the NFL, so, like, National Football League. But I could tell you the Dallas Cowboys are not non-profit.
Correct. I don't think any team is non-profit.
Except for maybe the Packers. Although I doubt that. No. They're just publicly traded.
Publicly traded. Hey, guys, we need more money. Buy some shares that aren't anything.
But
still a genius idea, but.
But, I mean, like, the NFL employs a lot of people, and I'm sure they pay each team dividends of the money they bring in before it's non-profited. Right? Like, they're not just taking the money and saying, oh, we'll just hold on to it for a rainy day when we run out of money. Because they're not going to run out of money. Is that Kenny Stills? It was. 6 yards only. I'll allow it. But anyway, yeah, so that's the big battle this week. Darn Aereo.
Aereo.
Did we listen to that song earlier? Is that why you just did that? No. I feel like it was on. The Right Stuff was Matt singing it?
No.
Anyway. So
The Right Stuff.
Last week we talked a lot about PlayStation. As it approached rapidly.
Oh, man. Hey, PlayStation owners. Gonna be building some houses?
Why are they building houses?
With all the bricks they got? Oh! Have you heard about all the systems bricking?
Yeah.
Ah, that was a good one. That was on the spot right there. Thank you. Be here all night. yeah, just wanted to say, Sony, they claim that few of their systems have bugs. They don't know what's causing it quite yet. They say it's anywhere from 1-2% of all systems, which, with a million sold, doesn't sound like that much. But in the end, that's at least 10,000 to 20,000.
At least.
Yeah. So, that's a lot. Xbox comes out.
In hours.
2 hours and well, 40.
Less than that if you're in New York.
I don't care about New York.
Well, they get it first.
Oh, unless you're talking about New Zealand.
People that have already got... Yeah, but it didn't release New Zealand, I don't think.
Yeah, it did. That's the one where it's protected by the shark.
By a shark?
Yeah, didn't you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
It was in a... What? You didn't hear about that? In a huge aquarium at the bottom. Protected by a tiger shark.
The Xboxes?
Yeah.
Or all of the Xboxes?
No, an Xbox. The first one that's going to be handed out to somebody. Did you really not hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, they're doing some huge promotion for it, and it's at the bottom of this giant aquarium in a glass case with sharks swimming around.
Shark Tank.
And it's going to be signed by...
The Shark Tank people?
Yes, the Shark Tank people. I'd take a signature from them.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah. I'd high-five him.
Robert Hershevik?
I don't really like him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
He's kind of an a-hole.
No, the other guy's the a-hole.
Isn't he the old guy?
He's the guy that sits on the end. No, that's Mr. Wonderful.
Oh.
Kevin? No, that's the other guy. Anyway. But yeah, but Xbox comes out. It's the reviews are the system's great, but everything's...
The reviews are the system's meh.
Yeah, like the system itself, the hardware's good, but the...
It's ugly.
The media, you think it's ugly?
Yes.
They're definitely avoiding overheating issues. It's all vents on one side.
You don't think it's ugly?
No.
Do you think it looks like a VCR?
I know it's big.
Do you think it looks
It looks. I think the Xbox and the PlayStation look the same. Sure.
Because it's like this twice instead. As big.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's twice as big.
Oh,
man. I saw a picture of them on top of each other.
It's like three times as big then.
Three times?
Yeah.
I
can't work with this guy.
It goes in a, and you're only ever going to look at the front of it anyway, probably. Depends on where you put it, I guess. Yeah, the software, all the stuff they're trying to do has been, I mean, the voice support is there, but it's pretty hit or miss, it sounds like.
Well, I watched a demo of the voice.
You have to be very peculiar in what you say.
It
It makes you do specific phrases so accidental things can't be done.
Right. But, like, even, like, so with games, it was saying you couldn't say play Rise. You would have to say play Rise, Son of Rome, or whatever the hell the name is. You know?
Yep.
But, yeah. But, overall, they say it's a good step in the right direction, but it's underwhelming for right now. And then the games, there was nothing great. Same with the PlayStation, which didn't have that great of launch titles either. The Xbox does have exclusives coming later, like Titanfall. It doesn't come until March, I believe, is when Titanfall comes out. All the other games, though, were... I think Forenza is the one I saw with the best review, actually.
Forenza?
Is that what it's called?
Forza.
Thank you.
Forza 5.
It is the only game that comes out that is 60 FPS and true 1080.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty hardcore. If they wouldn't have anything else.
It's pretty sad, actually.
If you ask me.
Yeah, but overall, like, there wasn't anything. It wasn't anything that would make me want to run out and grab one right away, except for the NFL Network stuff, but. All the more reason after they cut off my broadcast support, too, I guess, right?
True.
Jerks. But that is all I had for the week. Do you have anything else you want to throw in?
Yes. In no... Oh, let me see here. Number one. I'm sure if you built a PC... You wouldn't even have to have built a PC. If you were a listener of the music in the 90s and 2000s, there was no iTunes. And even when iTunes came around, there's still lots llama. Of people... The llama is being put down.
It's funny because we actually discussed using Winamp for something on the website when we first started doing this. When we were trying
to whips the llama's ass.
When we were trying to decide how to live stream, I don't remember. I thought it just whips the llama.
No, it said ass. Because I remember. Like,
so it was like.
Yeah, it's a true story.
They said ass. Well, they're shutting down, is what you're getting at, right?
Yes.
Shuttage, downage.
So they've been. I didn't look to see
years.
When. Is it 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So December 31st, they are putting it down.
Putting the llama down?
Yeah.
Or is the llama putting them down then? Because they've been whipping its butt.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Little drama llama.
Drama llama. In honor, I don't know if you have any friends who are Whovians.
But, oh, 50th anniversary?
But I do. And so this last, like, 3 weeks has just been madness for posts.
Is it Monday, the day?
No. Yes? No.
I'm going to go with yes. Monday or Tuesday?
I feel like it's tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Like, I think because they're playing the episode simultaneously around the world.
Around the world at the same time.
I think it airs here at like 2 something in the morning.
Yeah, because it's in England at a regular time, right? Yeah.
In honor, Google.
It's like the royal wedding.
Yeah, except Google is updating their page to show a little love for the fellow Whovians. So that's what I was playing earlier when I said the Dalek got me. If you go to New Zealand's Google page, google.co.nz, you can get a little preview of what it is. But there's some games that you can play. And I like that they gave Tom Baker his sweet scarf in the little cartoon. It's pretty sweet.
Whovians.
He was my favorite.
Why are they called the Whovians?
What else would they be called?
The Who's in Whoville.
And then last but certainly not least, have you ever received a message from your carrier on your phone? A text message?
From my carrier or from some random spammers?
No, your carrier. Or a spammer.
No, I think it's random spammers that they're not charging you for anymore.
Oh, really? Oh. That makes sense. Because they never really charged you for the ones that came from them.
Right.
They're not charging for spammers.
So when you get, like I get them from Leanne Chin, but I think I might have opted into that one. But because you get, they do the rewards through a phone number. But I've also gotten them through random other crap. I actually got a text from Abra the other day.
Oh, nice. How's the car?
I get it back tomorrow.
Sweet.
Supposedly. If they finish. They said they should, though. It's weird. They call me every morning to let me know how things are going.
That's cool.
This is weird.
That's good business.
Yeah. But anyway. But yeah, so they said that all the carriers in America would not be charging the end user for the spam. I'm sure they're still charging whoever's sending it, but you won't get charged for it. Apparently, the FCC is also talking about allowing cell phone usage on airplanes once they hit 10,000 feet or something, or whatever altitude is. So now when you're flying on the plane, you can listen to everyone talk on the phone. Imagine the wonders that will be. All the more reason to pack headphones, right?
It's true.
Is that all you got then? You're wrapping her up when you said last but not least?
Correct.
That is all we have for this evening, this Thursday, November 21st.
Of 2013.
1 week short of Thanksgiving, which is running late. 6 days short of Hanukkah, I believe that starts the 27th.
Sure.
But yeah, Doctor Who. Anyway, we appreciate you listening, as always. You can find us on all of our social media expenditures, which are include but not limited to Twitter and Facebook. A wide open Jimmy Graham. He's still going. Is somebody going to knock him out of bounds? He's a monster. Anyway, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bleedgeek. You can follow us on Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. You could call us at 406-794-3357.
406-79-GEEKS.
Or you could email us.
Can somebody call that phone number sometime and just test it for us? Maybe leave a pleasant message. Be like, hey guys,
what's happening? Or you could email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. You could also email us individual, or not email us. I'm not going to give out our emails. You could follow us individually.
I don't need that out.
On Twitter or on Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall with two L's.
Two L's. With that, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.